guards, no masters, only helpful advice.
It's Red Dead Redemption with Auckland Union Representative Justine Sachs.
Morena, Justine, how are you?
Morena, Rachel. I'm good, thanks. How are you?
I'm very well. I hope you've had a nice weekend. We have got some union cues here for you. Are you ready to go?
Yeah, absolutely.
All right. Our first one is from somebody who said, I've had to drive around to pick up a few things for work and I had to use my personal vehicle, but there's been no mention of paying me gas money or kilometres. Is this legal or do they need to pay me back for gas, etc.? There's nothing in my contract that says anything about it.
So I've actually been in this situation myself where I was travelling really long distances for an employer and there was no mention of any mileage. And I wasn't really happy with that because I wouldn't have done that drive if I'd known that.
Mm-hmm.
The answer is that you can't be reimbursed for a commute. So if you're going to work, to mm-hmm. and from work, you can't be reimbursed for that unless, you know, it's in your contract, in which case that's the benefit. But in terms of doing travel for work, so after you get to work and then you travel for and expressly just, you know, for your employer, for their benefit, you should be reimbursed for that. So that, you know, and that's along the IRD rates. So you absolutely should be reimbursed for that, and I would talk to your manager about that.
So that would be the best place to start, just have a chat.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Awesome. And if that's sort of not very fruitful, would the union rep at the workplace be maybe the person to talk to next?
Yes, absolutely, because if they don't, if they're not reimbursing people for work-related travel, that's pretty shady, and I think they're just taking advantage of the fact that people don't know that they should be reimbursed. So I would definitely talk to a union rep at that stage.
We've got someone here who said, two of my workmates, both doing the same job, don't get along and they're constantly making negative comments to one another. I'm not involved, but we share an office. Anything I can do, or should I just leave it to them to sort it out? I find it really stressful.
Yeah, well, I mean, like, relationship breakdowns in the workplace affect everybody, right? So it's totally understandable that you would find it stressful and you have to be in that kind of environment and it's affecting you. I find this one a bit difficult because, you know, I'm not really sure because I don't know if there's an easy answer. Because even, you know, it sounds like someone should be a mediator and try help fix that relationship, or they should possibly not work together. But how you go about that, I mean, I wouldn't want to get either of them in trouble because they're having a relationship breakdown. But maybe if you feel comfortable talking to either one about how this is impacting you, and if that doesn't work, then I might escalate that further. But just like, again, I always go back to dealing with things at the lowest level first. So even if it is kind of difficult, so maybe having that discussion with one of them, saying, hey, actually this is making me uncomfortable and impacting me. So you know, what are some solutions we can find? And then if that doesn't go anywhere, potentially talking to a delegate or, you know, your manager as well, because that is what your manager is there for, right?
We've got a question here that is about sick leave as well, which mm-hmm. comes up often at the moment because of the world we live in. Someone said, can I take a sick day when I'm not feeling up to going to work mentally, or does that come under annual leave? It's a good question.
Yeah, that is a good question. So annual leave is for holidays. Annual leave is for a good time. Annual leave is not for when you are ill in any way, right? And it's called mental illness for a reason. So I think, you know, that one, when the law around sick leave was written, I'm not sure what they particularly had in mind, but I think that the word, you know, sick leave is for when you are feeling sick, and it doesn't necessarily say, you know, only physical mm-hmm. sickness. So I would say that, you know, mental health, and if you do suffer from mental illness, that would come under sick leave, because I don't think anybody should be using their annual leave for times when they're not feeling well, right?
Yeah.
That's not what it's there for.
Excellent. We've got a question from a contractor who says, I'm currently working on a contract that I'm really not enjoying. Is there any way to terminate it early?
That's a really good question, and that all kind of depends on what the contract says. So, you know, the contract there in this situation would be king. And every contract will have a clause around an early termination. No contract can, you know, keep you in a contract forever, regardless of whether you want to terminate it. But there should be a clause around that. But I would probably have someone who has some legal background. If you do go to the community law centre, if you are a union member, calling your rep as well, mm-hmm. And just have them go over that with you, so you understand, the consequences or the implications of doing that would be.
Our last question's a bit of a butty one. Somebody said there are people at my work who continually make jokes at others' expense. They include LGBTQI phobic comments and targeted workplace bullying. I've told our mutual manager, but I get the feeling even my manager is scared to confront them. I've already changed my hours, so I'm around them less, but I feel I really shouldn't have to take steps like that. What can I do?
Yeah, you absolutely shouldn't have to take steps like that. And it's really disappointing that the manager hasn't taken action, but, you know, you're saying the manager is scared. Unfortunately, that is the manager's job. So, you know, if an employee is going to the manager, it is their responsibility to come up with a plan. I think this is actually an area where I do think unions can be really, really helpful, because workplace bullying is, like, you know, endemic in workplaces. And the way that we fix it is creating a culture where people feel okay to speak out about it. And generally speaking, they get that confidence when they know that they have their own support system. So that's just you know, one thing. I always go back to join your union. But the other thing I would talk about in relation to the LGBTI kind of comments is that I would really like press for someone like Rainbow Youth to come to a training.
Mm-hmm.
And that might be a... because they do workplace trainings, and that might be a good place to bring up these problems in a safe space. I also if you are a member of a union, I would work with your union rep to talk about, you know, pushing management to set up an anonymous place where people can talk about their experiences with bullying, and that goes to the employer so they can do something about that. So I mean, I work in workplaces where they have on the internet a space where people can report bullying, and it's not just, you know, to get, obviously, you know, oh, we need to get someone in trouble. It's like, this is a problem, and we can take holistic steps to fix that environment and what's happening there, if that makes sense.
That does make sense.
Yeah, so there are things we can do, but I think a Rainbow Youth training sounds like a really good space to talk about these things, so I would push for that, actually.
Totally. Well, thank you so much, Justine. Wise advice as per usual. We'll talk to you again next Monday.
Sounds good.
All right.
See you, Rachel.
See you then.
Bye.
Yeah, take that, the man.
Red Dead Redemption with Auckland Union representative Justine Sachs.
Thank you very much.